We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, 16th part, page Bet Nun, The Three Worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, item Mem Zain, which is 47.
What happened to Rachamim? He's not here? You okay between them?
No, kadima.
Shela Mem Zain.
Question Mem Zain, 47. What is Gan Eden? The Nukva of Zeranpin is called Gan Eden. Again, what is Gan Eden? Nukva of Zeranpin is called Gan Eden.
If you have questions, you can ask along the way.
48. What are the Gar of Bina of Gufa? Tiferet is the Bina of Gufa. And there are 10 Sfirot in it, and therefore it's divided into 3/3. Chabad, Chagat, Neim. And the upper third of Tiferet is its Chabad, and it's the Gar of Bina of Gufa.
Okay, next.
49. What is Gar de Bina de Rosh? Nikve and Naim are the Gar of Bina of Rosh, and Bchinat Ozen are the Zat of Bina of Rosh. Again, what are the Gar of Bina of Rosh? The Nikve and Naim are the Gar of Bina of Rosh, and Bchinat Ozen are the Zat of Bina of Rosh.
It's interesting because it's talking about eyes. So a part of the eyes, Einaim, belongs to Gar of Bina. And part of the eyes, Nikve Einaim, the holes of the eyes, are Gar of Bina of Rosh. And the Ozen are Zat of Bina of Rosh. Meaning Gar of Bina and Zat of Bina. And one belongs to the eyes and the other belongs to the ear. You hear it? Isn't that strange? Strange, just you should know. Not more than that. Read it again. Maybe they didn't hear.
Again, Memtet. What are the Gar of Bina of Rosh? Nikve Einaim are the Gar of Bina of Rosh, and the Bchinat Ozen are the Zat of Bina of Rosh.
גם מוזר שגר זה נוקבה.
It's strange that Gar is Nukva.
It's strange that Gar of Bina are the Nukva of the Anayim.
Yeah, we'll learn about it. It all comes from the world of Atzilut. We'll learn about it, you're right. There is an exchange of places. Malchut rose to Bina, and so on. Next.
Item Nun. What are the Gar in and of themselves? Bina, even though that it's Bchinat Or of Chasadim, nonetheless it's considered real Gar, because the Bina is the Atzmut of Chochmah. But in the secret of He is Chafetz Chesed, it always wants the light of Chasadim. And in the world of Bria, even though that Ima Mekanena in Bria, and there is the degree of Sag, nonetheless, it's not considered Gar in terms of the Atzmut of Gar, like Bina of Atzilut, which is the Atzmut of Chochmah, but only the Bchina of the illumination of Gar of Bina, because she now is completely removed from the light of Chochmah and the Gar, and does not allow the illumination of Chochmah to pass through to the Bria, and therefore those Gar in the Bria are considered only Gar in terms of their illumination, meaning that there is no Gar meaning that the Gimel Sefirot themselves do not extend to the Bria, but only their illumination does. And there is only Chassadim in them that are departed from the Chokhmah and the power of the Masach and the Tzimtzum.
It's clear what's the difference between Bina above the Parsa and Bina below the Parsa? Yes or no? Dudi, why are you asleep today? Stop dreaming about some article you will write or something. Be with us. Bina above the Parsa, that is in Atzilut, all the Binot, they have Chokhmah in them. They are Chassadim, but they're Chassadim because they have Chokhmah and they don't need anything. They want to be Chassadim. Whereas Bina, that's below the Parsa in the world of Bria, Bar of the degree, outside of the degree, outside of Atzilut, lacks Chokhmah. And Bina without Chokhmah, it's like a person who has nothing and says, I need nothing, I'm delighted in mercy. How do you know that you're such? You have the whole world and you say that you're delighted in mercy? Meaning, there's I want to be and I am in it. Okay?
Why is this different? Why isn't it something else? Bina is supposed to remain the same wherever it is. Why does it suddenly become something else?
It's clear that if you're Rothschild, yeah? Then you can dream about what you would do. But if, the word is if.
No.
So, there's a difference between wanting something and being able to do something versus wanting to do something and unable to do it. So my desire is empty. It's empty. I can't use it. I can't be certain that if I had an opportunity, I would actually do it.
Bina is Bina. Is it just one quality, regardless of where it is?
Desire to bestow.
So what's the difference, the way it's being used?
Yes, can or cannot.
So it doesn't turn into something else. It's still that same will to receive.
The same desire to bestow, but without any proof. Without any capability.
And this beneath the Parsa.
Below the Parsa, it's the difference between a strong, young, strong person and an old, weak person.
But the ability to bestow, it's what?
The ability to bestow depends on the light. And the light depends on what kind of light Bina needs to have in order to bestow, which?
Chokhmah, right?
Chokhmah. Then Bina can be in Chassadim. But if she doesn't have the light of Chokhmah, it's like empty. That's what she has below the Parsa.
So why is it not something else? Why doesn't it become something else?
That's its quality.
Isn't its quality to be Chassadim?
Yeah, so she has chassadim, but such chassadim that are built on chokhmah.
So why, when you insert chokhmah into it, does it become something else?
If you introduce chokhmah into her, and she will rise from Bria to Atzilut, it will be a complete bina. It will be able to bestow.
I'll try one last time. Why doesn't it become a different sfira then?
It can't be a different sfira. That's the nature.
So, what are there all the sfirot for?
So, the sum total of all these sfirot in the correct work between them, they resemble the Creator. The desire to receive that appears in the Malchut, when it connects to the eight before it, starts to resemble the tenth one.
So bestowal is always through Bina?
Bina carries in itself both the will to receive and the will to bestow. Therefore, from the side of Bria, it can be similar to the Creator or creation.
When Bina is filled with Chokhmah, why doesn't it become Keter?
It's not enough for it. It doesn't have such a big will to receive.
So what does the Chokhmah give her?
The ability, capability. But if it connects with Malchut, then it can reach Keter.
So she still doesn't act.
She does. She performs an action on Malchut that rises to her. And then Malchut becomes similar to Keter. And in the end of correction, Malchut in its place is similar to Keter. We will learn about this.
So above the Parsa, the Bina that's filled with Chokhmah, does it or doesn't it have the Malchut already?
Above the Parsa, yes, but we don't work with the true Malchut, but rather the Malchut of the 32 paths, Lamed Bet Netivot. Until the end of correction, we don't work with the true Malchut.
So why is there need for something beyond that? Why is it not Keter?
Because she doesn't have the complete will to receive.
But she has the Malchut.
It's not the true Malchut. It's Malchut, those are desires that can be corrected until the end of correction, not including the end of correction. Malchut that connects to Bina, that annuls before Bina, that ascribes itself to Bina. It's not the true, real Malchut. It's not Malchut in its place. Okay?
Item Nun Bet. What are the Gar that come by the Masach? The degree of Sag that shines in the Bria, even though that they're Gar, nonetheless, they're much further away from the Sag that illuminates in the Atzilut and are only considered to be the illumination from the Gar and are considered and are called Gar that come by the Masach, because the Masach of Prina Bet that serves as the degree of Sag of Bria that connects and is integrated with the Parsa that ends the Atzilut, and the Masach, it separates the entire illumination of the Chokhmah of Chasadim, and therefore they're discerned as the light of Tolada from the Gar of Sag of Atzilut, and they're not the Atzmut of Gar, and therefore they're called Gar al Yaday Masach. Again, what are the Gar al Yaday Masach? The degree of Sag that shines in Bria, even though that it's Prinat Gar, nonetheless, they're very far from the Sag that shines in Atzilut and are considered only as an illumination from the Gar. And it's called Gar Shal Yadei Masach, because the Masach of Prina Bet, which serves the degree of Sag of Bria that connects and is integrated with the Parsa that ends the Atzilut, and it becomes a Masach that separates and discerns the entire illumination of the Chokhmah from the Chasadim, and therefore they're discerned as the light of the Tolada from the Gar of Sag of Atzilut, and are not Atzmud Gar, and therefore they're called Gar al Yadei Masach.
Questions? None. Okay, next.
Peter.
I wanted to ask, Nikve Enayim are two Enayim, and this is just one Nekuda in the Gar of Rosh. What's the analogy then? Why do we say Nikve Enayim in plural? Are these a few points or just one?
Nikve Enayim, the holes of the eyes, because in each eye you have a hole, a deficiency. Nekev in the right and in the left, and there's a difference between the eyes. We will talk about it. That's what's called Nikve Enayim, the Nukva of the Enayim, holes of the eyes.
Item Nun Gimel. What are the Gar of Guf? Chagat are considered the Gal of Guf. What are the Gal of Guf? Chagat are considered the Gal of Guf.
Okay?
I don't
understand the end of the answer. If the Einaim are two, why the Ozen is just one? We say Oznaim, ear, is just one Ozen. Yeah, but it says here Ozen in terms of the Ozen, something, something.
In all the Bchinot, you have right and left and up and down. All the discernments, each discernment is divided into four. You have a circle, and you have four quadrants. Right, left, up and down. Each and every discernment, Bchina. Moach, the brain, the eyes, enaim, osnaim, ears, af, nose, peh, mouth, everything is divided to that. That's it. There's no contradiction here.
Nun Dalet, what is Garon? Gar of Yetzirah are called by the name of Garon. And so the Garon is considered Bchinat Keter of Guf. Because the Garon of Arich Anpin is the Keter of Abba and Ima. And it is the Bina that came outside of the Rosh of Arich Anpin, and therefore it's considered as the Rosh of Bchinat Guf.
This is interesting. Bina comes out of the Rosh of Arich Anpin. It doesn't belong to the Rosh. Why does it come out of the Rosh? Is it a demerit or is it a merit? No, so it's not a demerit. Rather, because it wants to bestow as Bina to the lower ones, that's why it descends from the Rosh to the Gaon, from the word Ger, outside. Gaon is the throat. And it works like that towards the Guf, the body. She's the mediator between the Rosh and the Guf. That's the Gaon. What is Gaon? Gar Vetzira are called Gaon. Therefore, Gaon is considered the Keter of Guf. It has no relation to the Guf. Similarly, Bina. Bina has the same qualities as Keter. Because the Gaon of Arich Anpin is the Keter to Abba Vima. And it's Bina that comes out from the Rosh of Arich Anpin in order to take care of Abba Vima and the lower ones. And therefore, it is considered as the Rosh for the Guf. Just like Keter is the Rosh for all ten Sefirot, Bina is the Rosh for the Guf. It descends on purpose to become the mediator. That's her role, okay?
Rav, there's the Rosh. You can always say Keter Chochma Bina. There's the Guf. And now there's another definition, which is the Keter of Guf. What's the difference?
Go on. Throat. The thing is, we're talking about the world of Atzilut. And in the world of Atzilut, we have several limitations, restrictions. First of all, there was a shattering. So we need to perform such corrections in the world of Atzilut that no matter what we correct from the shattering, and rather we correct not in the place where they were shattered, but above it. All the corrections are in ascent. What happens next? If it's on the way up, we have to cause all the parts of Malchut to rise. Therefore, In a works of Atzilut called Arechantin, this correction is already exists there, of the ascent. That's why Bina comes out of Rosh Avar Halpin. Rosh Avar Halpin is called Keter Chochma. Keter is called Kitra. Chochma is called Mochastima. Keter and Chochma. But Bina is not in the Rosh. It belongs to the Rosh, but it's not there anymore. It goes out to the Guf. This is the meaning of Bina comes out of the Rosh. Abba sent Ima out about her boy, her son. So she will take care of Zon. So Bina comes out as a Garon from Rosh of Atzilut, Rosh of Arechanpin, and it becomes the mediator, the link between the Rosh and the Guf. And then you have Guf of Arechanpin, and from Guf of Arechanpin, we have Abba Vima Ilain, upper Abba Vima, the Chochma and Bina that work towards the body itself, the Guf, and Zon. Zon are the vessels that require correction. Part of the Zon is above the Pasa. It's called Gagal Tevenaim of Zon. And part of Zon is below the Pasa. This is in the worlds of Bia. That's how Atzilut becomes a very complex world, but thanks to it, we can correct all the broken vessels and bring them to the end of correction without any fear of breaking again.
What's the difference between the Garon and the Chagat, which is the Gar de Guf?
Guf is Guf. Garon is not Guf.
But there's...
Garon is part of the Rosh, but Ger, outside of the head. But it's part of the Rosh, part of the head. It doesn't belong to the body. It has the qualities of the Rosh, of the head. It comes in order to connect the Rosh with the Guf, meaning it takes upon itself a restriction, various restrictions, a role. That's why it's outside of Rosh. That's the meaning of Abba took Ima out, or sent him out, because of her son, in order to correct the vessels.
It says here that the Garon is considered the Keter of Guf.
Keter doesn't belong to the Guf. Like the Keter of about 10 Sefirot. It's the representation of the Creator in creation.
And also it says about the Chagat, they're considered as the Gav of Guf, that there's also Keter in it.
Yeah, in every place, every stage, you can see Keter, and Keter doesn't belong to that quality, that stage.
Rav, what does it mean that the Bina descends, and for her, it's advancement?
If I bestow, I don't care about where I am, as long as I can bestow as much as possible.
If everything's corrected in Atzilut, as you said, then we do not scrutinize all the previous degrees, we don't scrutinize the ego.
Of course, but we just don't know where we are. It's possible that you're also in Atzilut, with your various parts, but you don't know about it, you can't imagine to yourself, how can it be? Where is that part? Which part of me is this piece of fat or bone or what? You don't know what your parts belong to. You don't have that perception of the spiritual reality.
Tel Aviv.
What determines what does Bina convey, light of Chochmah or Chasadim?
It all depends on the lower ones. The lower ones, according to the need of the lower ones, they receive either Chasadim, and then they have Katnut, or Bina can already bestow to them Chochmah. If they connect to her with their vessels of reception, then they receive Gadlut. It's according to the need. In Atzilut there are dozens, if not more, states.
Item Nun Vav. What is it that Dalit insinuates to the Nukva? The Nukva, in its root, comes from the Zat of Nikudim, and it is Bchinat Nekudat HaSiyum, which is called Nekudat HaChazeh, that this is where the Zat of Nikudim come to an end during the Katnut. And during the Gadlut, by the new light of Absag, that returned the Achap of all the degrees, and they connected to their degree. And also the Tanhim that came outside from the end of Atzilut, came back and connected to the Zakt of Nikudim. Then the Nukva gained this Tanhim in order to share, and they became her Tet Tachtonot, and she became a complete Peltzuf. And therefore, in the world of Tikkun, the Nukva returns and is scrutinized by the shattering, and once again achieves the Tanhim that she had in the Tet Tachtonot during the Gadlut of Nikodim, but not by way of Itpashtut to the Bia, but that it's above the Parso of Atzilut. The entire source of the Nukva comes only from the four Sefirot of Tanhim, namely from the Chazeh of Nikudim and below. And therefore it's called the Dalet Sefirot of Kelim of Achoraim.
What did we have? Katnut of Nikudim.
Nikudim.
Galgalta Venaim.
Keter,
Abba Vima, and Zon. Remember that? Everyone in Galgalta Venaim.
Katnut.
Smallness, yeah. Now, then comes Gadlut. Adulthood. What's happening in Gadlut? Gadlut, they start to expand down below. And here, the shattering took place.
Now,
what could they have done? Simply, those vessels of Zat, or Achap, doesn't matter how you want to call it, if they were brought up and received light in them above, they would then correct them as Achap d'Aliyah, Achap that's ascending. And what would be left down below? Levaev, and the stony heart would remain down below. And then that one had to be corrected slowly. This seemingly how it should have been, but it wasn't. The stony heart, you can't correct it on its own. You have to mix it up with all the other discernments. Everyone look here. You have to mix it up with all the discernments. That's why the matter of the shattering is a necessary thing, in order to mix the stony heart with all the broken vessels. Not only with the Achap, but also with Galgalta Ve'naim of Zon. And also influence Keter and Abba Ve'ima. So they would know that they have to be correct because they caused the shattering. So not only the vessels, but also the thoughts as preparation. All of this happened by the shattering. That's why there's nothing to discuss here. It had to break. That's why all the Kabbalists, a long time ago, in advance, they see everything that happens, that will happen, and they have no doubt that things will happen this way and that way. Like Rabbi Akiva, and so on. They foresaw the shattering, the destruction. Now, after we have that salad, that in each discernment all other discernments enter, then you can start to sort it out. And this happens in the world of Atzilut. From above, the light shines, and it scrutinizes and sorts out the vessels, and it builds from them all the worlds. Abia. And also the section of Klipot. And then, once again, we have Adam Rishon, meaning the soul, meaning that same vessel of the world of Nekudim that has to be corrected, and then it once again undergoes shattering, gets mixed up, just like the world of Nekudim. We have the same thing in the soul, and then from this mix we begin the process of scrutinizing, sorting. That's why with every part that we bring up to correction, we have the entire Abia in it, and that's how we correct everything. What am I trying to say? The shattering is a necessary thing. All the descents are necessary. All the despairs, problems, it's all a result of something that was preparation during the shattering. As it's written, and you ate an old food. So eat it, just have to know how to correct it.
Item Nun Zayin. What is die and do not spread any further? The appearance of the Malchut, the ended Malchut, at the Nekuda of the Chazeh of Yetzirah, that put a border and an end to the Kedusha, is the secret of that he said to his world, die and do not spread any further. Again, what is the die and you shall not spread any further? The appearance of the Malchut, the ending Malchut, at the Nekuda of Yetzirah, that made a boundary there for the Kedusha not to spread any further, is the secret of that he told his world, die.
Questions?
The incorporation of the broken kelim with the Gelgal Te'enayim. The Gelgal Te'enayim, they were actually prepared for the correction, and this is what the Atzilut's made out of, but I'm asking about the broken parts.
But in the other parts, such those that built Atzilut, we also have Gelgal Te'enayim.
Meaning that in the broken places, there is a kind of preparation.
Abia, you see, I wrote it here, that Abia exists in each and every place. And then you scrutinize. So we scrutinize the parts of Atzilut in Abia. But Atzilut is the main thing, and Briya Yetzir Asiya is secondary. Then Briya Yetzir Asiya. So you have Briya, then Atzilut Yetzir Asiya are secondary. But all of Abia are there. Havaya must remain.
So it's possible to say that in any broken thing there is something from the plan of creation?
Of course. All the parts in each broken element, just like as in the whole, it exists in each part, and it's a detail, it's a miniature. Each and every detail. That's why there's no difference between the detail, or the individual, and the collective, the whole.
In the world of Nikudim, in the Shvira there's the place of the Olamot, right? And there already the Leva Even is revealed.
The place for the worlds is in Nikudot of Sag.
And Adam HaRishon is there in order to scrutinize Leva Even. What is Leva Even? Where is it? In the place of the worlds or inside the worlds?
Leva Even, stony heart, was concealed before they used the real Malchut in the world of Nekudim. in Gadlut of the world of Nikudim, when they used all the vessels, then it appeared the stony heart there. Before that, it wasn't apparent. I don't know how to say it. They take you. What are you doing? Your profession?
I am a camera repairman.
Okay, camera technician. They take you to Hollywood. To a lab, a camera lab. You see there are such things. You can go mad. You didn't even dream of such a thing, right? And you have a chance to... You can't stop yourself. You have an opportunity to take. It's so important, so expensive, so valuable. You steal. Why? It's above your strength. If you were not there, if you weren't there, you wouldn't steal. But once you're in there, you steal.
My question is, is it related to the place or the olamot or to what?
It belongs to your will to receive according to how much pleasure it sees before it. No such thing that the will to receive is holy. It wants to enjoy. Everything depends on will I get a beating if I or I could steal and it could remain concealed. That's how the thief in us works. Okay. But is there, the stony heart is in everywhere. Everything. So don't believe in yourself until the day you die. Until you truly kill it completely. At the end of correction, there's no righteous person in the land that did good without sinning first. There's a price. You know, you can break at $1 million, someone at $1 billion, and someone at, you know, can steal $10. That's it. It all depends on the conscience, on the risk. But ultimately, the calculation is between a reward and punishment. That's why all of our education is in order to tilt the relationship between the reward and punishment to such an extent that the punishment will be greater in our eyes. So it wouldn't be worthwhile to steal. That's the whole difference between an educated person, honest person, and someone simple. That's where the boundary lies. We're going to
moving on to the next part, and let's sing a song.
הכל חוזר להתחלה.
אחי, תראה מה חשבתי. הרשימה שלך בסדר, תסדר אותה לפי ההערות. זה הרשימה, זה התוכן של האתר. תתחילו מזה. אחרי זה, הדף נחיתה, החזית, צריכה להשתנות כל פעם לפי הצורך, לפי, אתה יודע, לפי מה שחשוב כרגע. כרגע, אין lesson materials, אז כרגע מה שחשוב זה הכנה ותורנויות.
כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שנחזור. אתה בוחר להתפטר כלפי החברים שלך. בעזרתם להינצל. הם העתיד הטוב שלך. כולנו נשמה אחת בים של אהבה. והוא הטוב והוא אחד נותן לנו בחירה. כולנו נשמה אחת זוכים בים שלו. עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שלנו, עכשיו הזמן שנחזור.